What's up, Knoll Nation? It's the guys from Plant the Spear back with you for another episode. And Michael, we got a fun one this time. You know, there's been recruiting. There's been all the offseason talk. We're going to get into a little bit of 2024 football season talk with a fun episode that I know you guys are going to enjoy. This is going to be about the five most important games for Florida State in 2024. Not the five biggest, not the five most likely to win or whatever the case may be, the five most important games of the season. And before we get into this, I just want to, let's just get this out of the way. Guys, we know they are all important. Every single week, every single game is important because guess what? Last year, Northern Alabama ended up being the impactful game on your entire schedule.
That's right.
You know, you go out and you lose to Charleston Southern this year, the rest of the games don't really matter. So they all matter. They're all important. But like I said, this is a fun episode that we can actually talk about this upcoming season. So before we jump into that, Michael, thank you so much for joining me. How are you, my friend? I know this is going to be a fun one because I know I got a little curveball for everybody here. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm doing great, man. Just thanks for having me on. I'm excited that now, you know, we've been talking about recruiting a lot. We've been talking about like just the structure of the program a lot. Now we're actually getting down to brass tacks. We're getting down to actual football. So I'm excited for that. So I'm ready to dig in.
Yes, under 2 months to go. So we are getting close. You can almost taste it. Next thing you know, we'll be on a, you know, kicking off in Dublin. So That being started, speaking of, let's get into the five most important games of 2024. And here you go, Michael, right out of the gate. I'm throwing you a curveball here. I don't think many people have this down as their most important game of the 2024 season. And that's why y'all probably going to come for me in the comments, but hear me out before you jump on me. I think for me personally, and I'm going to elaborate on this, the number one most important game of 2024 is that season opener against Georgia Tech. And I know people are probably like, are you high on something? No chance. Man, here's the thing. Okay. The whole landscape has changed now with the 12-team playoff. You have automatic qualifier bids. So really, winning the ACC, winning your conference, has become the most important thing that you can do because you, at that point, you guarantee yourself a playoff spot. Now, the reason I think Georgia Tech is so immensely important is because it's game one. Mm. And what has really been the narrative behind Florida State coming into this season? Can they win without Jordan Travis? Can they win without Keon Coleman and Jared Verse and all these guys? You have so many pieces to replace. Everybody, a lot of the national people still think we're going to do good, that 9-win type of area. But a lot of the national talking heads and stuff like that, they think Florida State is in for a little bit of a reset season. Because of the unknown. We talked about that on this show as well. A lot of the unknown. We don't know. Is DJU going to be the guy for Florida State? Is that new revamped defensive line going to be what we think it is? We think it is, but we don't know. And you know what they say? I think it was Mike Tyson says, you can have all the plans you want in the world till you get punched in the face. That's and then right. Things go out the window. So that's right. I think this is an immensely important game because we're going to find out a lot about this Florida State team in 2024. Hypothetically, let's just say you go out there and you lay an egg. And let me back it up real quick. The reason I think that this game might be tougher than people think is because Georgia Tech could be a better team than people are giving them credit for. But say you come out here and you lose this game. You are now 0-1 in ACC play. So the other thing you have to consider, too, talking about the 12-team playoff, is look at the ACC this year. You have Miami projected at 9.5 wins. You know, you're projected at 9.5 wins. Clemson's projected at 9.5 wins. I think Virginia Tech is somewhere like 8.5 wins. NC State, another good team that people think are going to win the conference this year. The ACC is actually pretty deep this year. So we were talking about this before the show. I think you're only going to get about a 1-loss margin of error to be able to make the ACC championship game. I think if you lose 2 games, you're going to not be controlling your own destiny. You're going to be on the outside looking in, and you still have to play Clemson and Miami after this. Teams like UNC, all these other teams. So if you come out and you lose to Georgia Tech, you are now digging yourself out of a hole the entire season. It changes the entire perception of your season. What if DJU comes out and throws for 180 yards and 2 picks and you lose? Your entire perception of the 2024 season has now completely been flipped on its head. Yeah. Whereas, what if Florida State comes out and DJU goes for 400 all-purpose yards and you beat them 45-10?
Yeah,
you probably feel a lot better, too. So I think just from what it's going to reveal about this team, I think Georgia Tech is the single most important game because we don't know what we're going to get. We have aspirations to be 11-1. We have aspirations to make the ACC championship game and the playoffs. But we're going to find out whether that's a reality or not in game one. And the thing is about Georgia Tech, and I'll throw it to you on this. Yes, we are a 13.5-point favorite right now. But that Georgia Tech team is returning 83% of production from an offense that averaged 31 points a game last year. It's game one. That continuity means something. They're not going to be breaking in a new quarterback. They're not going to be breaking in a lot of new offensive players. They're going to be able to come out and you know, this is something that we saw pay off for Florida State last year, that continuity. I think that's why this game is going to be tougher than people think, because Haynes King is a legitimate dual-threat quarterback. He ran for over 800 yards last year, and I'll throw it back to you on this stat, not to make fans nervous, but Brent Key, the new head coach at Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech struggled since they went away from the triple option. The last guy, Jeff Collins, failed to win more than three games in a season. Brent Key led him to a 4-4 finish halfway through the season. He is 4-0 versus ranked ACC teams. 4-0 versus ranked ACC teams. Not ranked teams in general, because they've lost, to Georgia and stuff like that. But they also played Georgia, who was a Brock Bowerless Georgia. They them tough last year. They upset a ranked UNC team last year. So they played Louisville down to the wire. So, man, I just think this game is for setting the tone for the season, for what it can do if you come out with a strong performance versus how it flips your projections on its head with a poor performance. I think this game is so critical to the rest of the season.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear now, you.
Let me just say this. This isn't the biggest game of the season by far. I just think it's the most important out of the gate.
Gotcha. I hear what you're saying, and I think you make a valid argument as you normally do. You have the stats to back up your theory. And I would agree with you. I do think it's one of the top five most important games of the season, for sure, because there is something about getting off to the right start. There is something about getting that first win to make sure that all the momentum's behind your back, that what everybody has been believing about you and about this team carries through with that first win, for sure. But I disagree that it's the number one game of this. It's the top most important game of the season. I'm actually going to go a different direction with you than you. I'm going to go to Clemson. Yep. I think Clemson is the most important game of the season. It may not even be the, you know, you could argue that it's also the biggest game. I could argue that as well. It may not be the biggest game because I know there might be a couple other bigger games on the schedule, but I think it's the most important game of the season. Why? Because it has everything under its banner. It has national title contender implication. It has ACC championship game berth implication. It has ACC king being the king and the ruler and the dominator of ACC implications. Yes, you beat Clemson last season, but you just knocked the dog down off the porch. Now you got to keep it off the porch, right? You got to get that dog out your yard, because Clemson has run this league for the last 7 years consecutively. They won seven straight against you. It's not enough to, yes, I mean, you did something that that very few teams have done in the last several years, which is you went into Death Valley and you came out with a victory. But let's remember, that victory was hard fought. You were losing until a strip sack fumble turned to a touchdown, right? Brought you back into the game. And then the beautiful throw from Keon Coleman from Jordan Travis to Keon Coleman, got you that win. But you had to struggle through that. Now you get them coming into Doak Campbell Stadium. It's going to be a packed out. I mean, if you're both undefeated, there's likely that game day might be there, right? Boo game day, whatever. Right. But they might be there. National audience, you know it's going to be a primetime matchup. You just know it every time. It's going to be a primetime matchup. And this has ACC implications on that. Because here's the thing. You beat Clemson now. There's a chance, unless they run the table, that you might not see them again in the ACC title. Now, you could play them twice in a year since we don't have divisions, but you definitely want to win that first game. That first game really sets you up for the rest of your ACC season. Even though it's not the first ACC game, it's really going to give you all the confidence in the world. You do not want to lose that game, and now it's like, oh, Clemson's back. Clemson's the big dog in. Florida State was a one-year wonder. Like, all those things that come to play. That's why Clemson, to me, is the most important game of the season. No, no, no. We've got to continue to show that we are now the king of this terrible piece of dog poop conference. We are the kings of it. Okay. If if anybody's going to be the king of this poopy conference, we're going to be the kings of it. And beating Clemson sets that up for you.
Oh, for sure. I agree. And I mean, trust me, Clemson's on my list at number three, but not to give away the sauce, but yeah, man, no, I agree. I 100% support your argument that Georgia Tech is not the biggest. And I can see the argument for that. I just feel like the way, what it's going to show us, you know, again, like I said, if you come out and you stomp them 42-10, okay, yeah, I'm booking my tickets for something. But if you come out and lose, you're behind the eight ball the rest of the season. And I think because of what you said with the eight, with Clemson, if you beat them, they might not make it in. If you screw around and lose to Georgia Tech, you probably need to run the ACC table before you even get there. Now, for those of you that are thinking, okay, well, it's got to be Notre Dame, right? This is why I don't think it's Notre Dame. And Notre Dame's on the list, so we'll talk about that as well. But knowing that, and this is why I have Georgia Tech at one instead of Notre Dame, when you look at the automatic qualifier bids, it changes everything.
Everything, yeah.
The thing is, that Notre Dame game only becomes important if you don't win the ACC. Then it becomes important for your at-large selection. So technically, you'll already know your ACC fate by the time you even get there. So as crazy as it sounds, and it will never happen, you could technically, if you're in the ACC championship game, you could just put the backups in for the last three games and not even, you know, you could treat it like NFL, late in the season in the NFL, because it doesn't matter. You're already in the position. Now you got to go win the ACC championship game. But I just feel like, man, just because I think Georgia Tech is that team, you know, we were just talking about before we pushed forward. They spoiled Mike Norvell's season opener in a game that you should have won, or career opener at Florida State. They got you with that crazy field goal thing back when Everett Golson was our quarterback. They're a team that can sneak up and beat you, you know. And so I just think starting the season off, whichever way that game goes, is going to set the tone for the whole thing. But I have Clemson on my list too.
Now, now, Jesse, don't get me wrong here. I agree that starting the season off is important. It's imperative to Florida State with a win. You're going to go to Ireland. You're going to play Georgia Tech. You know, we already heard that ESPN Game Day is going to be there. And man, it would be a travesty for you to lose that game, because then all they're going to do is talk about how they were right about last year. And now this is a continuation of that. No, no, no. You don't want any of that talk. You want to squash Georgia Tech as quickly and as meaningful and as dominating as possible. But at the end of the day, as I used to say last season, a win is a win is a win. You just want to get that dub, right? You want to see DJ continue to grow as a quarterback. You want to see that offense have some fluidity. You want to see the defense continues on its dominant track. You want to see all the areas and the holes that you had from last season continue to get better. Yes, you want all those things. So yes, don't hear me say it's not important. It is. It's why they're on my top five. They are one of the five most important games of the season. It's just not number one, because at the end of the day, you can lose to Georgia Tech. Yes, you'll have all that talk out there and it gets you behind the eight ball a little bit in the ACC. But if you run the table of the rest of the ACC, you're in. Or at least if you win the games you need to win and you secure the ACC championship, the playoff is still available. The the ACC championship game berth is still, all that's still available if you lose. So it's, to me, it's not the most important game of the season, but it's definitely a top five for sure.
Right. And I think, I mean, again, every game is important. You could lose to Cal and that could really screw everything up. You know, now that's an ACC game, as crazy as that sounds. But, you know, if you come out and lose to Georgia Tech and you look bad doing it, that's not only a national embarrassment, that's an international embarrassment this year. And if you lose that game and it doesn't, and not in good fashion, I'm not confident we're just going to run the table the rest of the way out. And from an at-large perspective, you probably need to finish the season undefeated to be able to make it. Now, we've seen teams recover from losses early in the season, but you know, I just feel like with the ACC being as good as it projects to be this year, you don't want to be starting off 0-1 in conference play. Correct. So let's get on to number two. I'll share my thoughts on Clemson when I get to number three, because I do have them too. So number two, I have Miami, which I believe might be your number two as well. So so looking at Miami, this, I mean, we really don't even have to get into why this is so big. First off, it is an ACC game. So
yes,
we just talked about the importance of going through your ACC schedule and being able to make that conference championship to go for that automatic qualifier bid. So this is extremely important from a on the field perspective and in the chase for the ACC championship. It's also a rivalry game. You have a little bit of a streak going right now. We're really, really close to taking the lead in the all-time series. Yes. It would be nice because then they really have almost nothing to brag about. And then also recruiting. I think it's massive because I think really, and you guys have heard me say this before, I think this is really a crucial year for Miami. More than it so is for Florida State. Florida State has to prove they can continue to win, even though they had a lot of turnover. Miami has to prove it can win, period.
Yes.
It's year three under Cristobal. You now have the quarterback you wanted. It's your guys in your system. You've had time to develop. Your schedule's not that tough. If you can't win this year, then things are going to start to go downhill for that program a little bit. Now, they're recruiting well right now. I'll give them credit for that. We know that's what Cristobal, that's his strength. But if you lose, and keep in mind last year, this game was closer than it should have been. Now, you had that fluky touchdown where it should have been about a 14-point game. But at the same time, truthfully, with them playing the freshman or whatever, you probably should have won that game at home a little bit more than it was. So, you know, if they sneak up and they beat you and you got to go down to Doak South to do it, you know, if they sneak up and beat you, then that's going to help them on the recruiting trail. That's going to help them, you know, in conference play. You know, maybe they can actually make an ACC championship game for once or you know, we'll see. But man, this is huge because of those reasons for me. It's a win on the field. It's a win in the ACC column, and it's a win on the recruiting trail.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, maybe they
It helps you win
on exactly. The recruiting trail. Yeah, they made the ACC championship, I think, against Clemson and got blown out.
Five touchdown loss. Yep,
that's right. That's right. Yeah. See, I mean, again, this is everything. Every off the book, as they say, you throw the book out when it comes to Miami. This is my number two game. It's the second most important game. It will always be first, second, or third most important game of the season. Yep. And so that probably gives you a hint at what my third game is as well. But yes, the record currently stands at 35-33 Miami right now. So, man, it'd be so nice to put a 34 there. Yeah. I'm so sick of them hearing the quote this stat. It's so annoying because you always have to qualify that. Well, first of all, you've been playing football a lot longer than Florida State has. Yep. So, of course, you have of the record. But look how much Florida State has gained. If you look over the last 20 years, I did the research once, and I can't remember. But over the last 20 years, it has been a drastic flip of who has the most wins in the rivalry. Yeah. Okay. Florida State has won the last three games. Of course, we'll never forget 4-14. Now, this is what I want to
45 or 45. Or 45.
That's right. Here's what I want to talk about, because the thing about this game, why this is the second most important game of the season, is yes, ACC implications, but long-term recruiting rivalry, right? Long-term bragging rights, recruiting stuff. But also, as you mentioned, this is season number three for Mario Cristobal. And if you remember number three for Florida State, they went 3-6, 5-7, 10-3. Right. Yep. And so when we say Miami has to win this year, we're not saying that Miami needs to go 7-5. No. 7-5 is a losing season to Miami fans.
Yeah.
They're not going to accept that. Miami has to go at least 9 games or more to be considered somewhat successful this season with the recruiting that they've had the last 3 years under Mario Cristobal. Okay. And everybody's been saying, I mean, this is a national conversation that Mario can recruit. Let's just be real. We're Florida State fans. We love Florida State depth. And we will admit, Mario can recruit. They are recruiting their tails off. Granted, they're stuffing their recruiting classes with a bunch of 3-stars, but, you know, that's here and there. They can recruit. But yet, on the field, it has not shown up yet. This is the knock against Mario Cristobal. So, Florida State, Mike Norvell and this team, we've got to keep that conversation right where it's at. We do not want Mario Cristobal to then notch, oh yeah, now I can win with this group. We don't need that. We need to keep Miami right where they are as a poor program and
a little brother.
A little brother, keep losing to Florida State. And it's important because at the end of the day, Mike Norvell can notch his fourth win against Miami. Okay. That's what's more important. This is why this is the second most important game of the season. It has ACC implications. You could potentially see them again in the ACC championship as any team you play, right? All that is aside. This is Miami. We don't want to lose to Miami. Dadgummit, in the name of, in the words of Bobby Bowden, that team down south, let's leave them down south in Morro Gables.
100%, man. I agree. And again, like, you look at what Miami's done on the recruiting trail. You know, again, credit to them, what they've been able to do. And that's when they're mediocre on the field. You know, mm-hmm. And it's funny because you see that fan base is split. And I'm sure some Miami fans will end up in the comments. But you have some that like to say, oh, we're recruiting. Look at our recruiting. Look at our recruiting. And then some that say, look, man, recruiting national championships are getting old.
Exactly.
Like, we haven't won anything on the field in 2 decades. So it's time to put up or shut up. And to me, like, this is more than accelerating your brand. This is more keeping them at bay than accelerating Florida State, because let's just say Miami does beat Florida State and Florida in the same year and goes on to win 10 games and maybe even wins the ACC championship or plays for it or whatever.
Yeah, like, I don't want to imagine that.
That's a spark on gasoline that you don't want. So you want to be able to keep them at bay. And so that's why, to me, this game is so important for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah. And I would say this, just really quick to that too, is that this win it helps Florida State in the sense of, like, yes, ACC, yes, ACC championship implications, yes, recruiting. But it actually does more damage than it does help. So you win and you get a little boost. You lose and you get a significant wound to the chest there for Florida State. Because now, like you said, you're throwing gasoline back on a program that has been pretty much obsolete since 20 years ago, right? They've had flash in a pan here or there, but they really haven't done anything in 20 years. Again, like we mentioned at the top of this, talking about Miami, they've been to one, and all the years they've been in the ACC, they've been to one championship game. They got beat by 5 touchdowns, and that's the closest they've ever sniffed a championship in football since then. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. And I mean, again, I think it would also just be big for Florida State to beat Miami when they're supposed to be good. You know, we've heard the last few years, okay, well, it was year one for Mario. Oh, he didn't have his guys, or it was a freshman quarterback. Like, you know, outside what's his name? Cam Ward not playing in this game, where now you have an excuse or an out or whatever you want to say. It's just going to be big because they're supposed to be good this year. They're projected to win around 9.5 games. Mm. So if you can beat them when they're supposed to be good, that tells you, like, you're still kind of on top. And I hope DJU goes off, because I think it's hilarious. Like, they think they're just going to, we just got a fat defensive end for a quarterback when they forgot last time they played Clemson with him at quarterback. I think they won like by 30 points and DJU went off for over 300 all purpose yards and 3 touchdowns. So that one's just going to be fun to watch play out. But when you go on down the list, now I already told you guys my number 3 here is Clemson, and this is a huge game. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think this is a very important game. The only reason for me, Michael, the only reason that I bumped these games down below Georgia Tech, because I could easily put Miami as number 1. I could easily put Clemson at number 2. The only reason Georgia Tech really made the number 1 for me is because there's so much unknown about this team. We feel so good about what they can be, but we don't know that before. We have nothing on paper that shows us they're going to be good. So that's why that's so important. But I agree, man. I think Clemson is a massive, massive game. It's important because last year, you know, to jump on the reference, you knocked the dog off the porch, but now you got to keep them at bay.
That's right.
And there's a lot of people out there who think this mindset. They go, okay, well, you know, Clemson, they kind of had some coaching changes. Kay Klubnik's floundering around a little bit at quarterback, but, you know, it's just a down year. You guys had, like, all these returning starters and all this stuff. You knocked them off, but you didn't overtake them for the power team in the ACC. So that's why I think this one is so important, because if you can back that up with another win over Clemson, then I feel like you kind of complete the power shift. You know, you just beat them for a recruiting battle for the DB that you got in the 25 class. If you can beat them on the field again, you're going to be at home. So that's big. That's really important. The only reason really that I didn't put this at 2 above Miami is because I don't know that it matters who the top dog of the ACC is for much longer, because it might not matter. We might not be in the ACC, but let's just say hypothetically, you're hanging out for a little bit. If that happens, I think this is really important for completing that power shift. And I think for perception too, because Florida State is on the perception that they're on the come up, whereas Clemson is a little bit more on the downslide from a perception standpoint. They're going to want to right the ship this year and show that they're still ready to compete. I also think on another aspect here too, I think this is important from a national perspective because Clemson is still considered one of those teams that they're a title contender year in and year out. They're one of the most talented rosters in the country when you look at their blue chip ratio and things like that. I still think that like if you're going to go to another conference, if that's your wishes, if you want to go to the SEC and you want to go to the Big Ten where you're going to be competing against nationally competitive programs basically week in and week out, you need to be able to beat the teams that are in the ACC that are national competitors. And to be honest, so far over the history, that's only been Clemson. So this is kind of like your one opportunity to win that big time game. Now, of course, you'll get Notre Dame later in the season as well. That's a, more of a national program too. But this is, that again, that battle for the big dog in the ACC.
Correct.
Now, I know you shared your thoughts on Clemson, but I don't know if you have any follow-up, and then we'll hear your number three.
Yeah, you know, I just think that, again, I think Clemson is, like I said, I think they're the most important game of the season just because they have been the big dog in the conference, at least before last year, the previous 7 years. They've been the national darlings. They've been, you know, they played Alabama twice in the national championship game. They've been in the playoffs several times over and over again. And so to be able to to show consistency in beating them. That's what matters in this game. Yes, there's ACC implications and all those things, but it's the consistency of beating them. And if we're being honest, they are number three in the rival category. It's Miami or Florida, depending on who you are, where you were born, Florida or Miami, and then it's Clemson, right? And so it's important. It's important. They are rivals in the recruiting, in the ACC. It's important to consistently beat them.
Okay, I agree. A lot of people think that it's not a rival, but to me, what's at stake makes it a rival. You are the two powers of the ACC. So, yeah, from that standpoint, they're a conference rival. And, you know, a lot of people, and then I'll kick it back to you, but a lot of people think that you caught, this is Florida State in general, though. A lot of people think you caught lightning in a bottle last year, where you had all these returning talented guys. You went and got Keon out of the portal and all that stuff. So, to me, there's a lot of people that are kind of watching from the shadows this year with Florida State. Like, can they repeat the success without having all the stars aligned? And beating Clemson a second year in a row, especially at home, especially with their old quarterback, that's going to be big too. If you're able to go in and do that, man, that looks huge for you sitting back on top of this conference.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole, like, you know, Florida State caught lightning in a bottle and we might catch it again this year.
Right,
like,
exactly.
It's not impossible to be consistently good. Yes, they did have a lot of returning players. Yes, they had great players coming back, and they added a couple from the transfer portal. Guess what? They had a lot of great returning players return again this year.
Yep.
Yes, they went out and got some great or good players, or at least projected good players from the transfer portal again this year. That's what's called consistency. That's what's called like doing it over and over again. And to the fact of that Clemson not being a rival, well, then isn't Alabama or Georgia a rival? Because they've been playing for SEC titles and national championships. You would consider that a rival, even though they're not like a deep, deep hatred rival. It's a rival.
It's a competitive rival.
It's a competitive rival, yes. And so now this is not as competitive, but it is a deep hatred rival for my number three. I'm going to go with University of Florida. Now, again, every year it depends on who's better and who's not. Miami is projected to be better. That's why they're my number two. Florida's projected to be terrible this year. But they're still my third most important game of the season. You just cannot lose this game. You cannot lose this game to Florida, one, just because they're Florida. Two, you cannot lose this game because they are projected to be horrible. Their coaching staff is on the hot seat right now. Yeah. They literally have the toughest schedule in the nation. Yep. You cannot be one of their wins this year. They also play Miami, right? So you want to make sure that if you end up losing Miami, that you beat Florida still so that you can split. So there's not a true, you know, true state champion, because that's what we get. We deserve that. we play both teams every year. They don't play each other every year.
Yeah, you don't want to win by split decision.
No, you want to beat Florida. Now, here's the thing. They will tell, I love it when they bring out, well, we have the most wins, 37-28. Like, you've been playing, you know, 50 years longer than us, and you still don't have an undefeated season in your 100-year history, and we got six. So, you know, that's the thing. But also, if you look at the last, since 1987, okay, Jesse, since 1987, Florida State is 22-15 against Florida. 22-15. In the last 10 games, Florida State is 7-3 against Florida. Okay. So Mike Norvell had finally got over the hump on 2022 and that insanely crazy game, one of the best games of the rivalry I've ever seen, where Jordan Travis played Houdini most of the night and I got us to win. And then last year we went down to Gainesville when we didn't have our star quarterback, and one of the best defensive performances I had seen up until that point until we watched the Louisville game. Was insane. We shut up 90,000 screaming Gators over there in Gainesville. It was incredible. So you got to win that game because obviously it has recruiting implication, it has bragging rights implication, and it has SEC implications. And what I mean by that really quick, and I'll throw this back to you, is the fact that you don't want to lose to the SEC when you play the SEC. Because right now we're in this whole conundrum about, like, oh, the ACC sucks, Florida State can't compete. Okay, all right, we'll see in November.
You don't want the answer to that question being that you lost to a team that might be 4-8 or something. Correct. Like that. And it's funny because I saw where, like, they were getting excited the other day because their win total got bumped up to 5.5 from 4.5. And someone else was like, what are we doing celebrating this?
What are we doing?
And the all-time record really is the one thing they have to throw at you. But the thing is, again, man, I agree with you because looking at my list, Notre Dame and Florida, I have as kind of 4A, 4B here.
Mm.
Because I think, you know, Notre Dame is a bigger game. But when you look at Florida, this is, one, it's rivalry. Of course, we know that. There are recruiting implications that are involved with that as well. Just the same conversation we had with Miami. This is also a perception win. Let's just say, hypothetically, things play out. And I'll be honest with you, man. I think Florida is probably a better team than they get credit for.
Yeah.
They just have a brutal schedule. And honestly, that's the thing with Georgia Tech, too, man. They're only projected to win, I think, 5.5 games. I think they're better than what people think, but their schedule is rough. So they're not going to win a whole lot. But talking about Florida, if they're on the back end of a 6-game losing streak and then you drop that game at home, that's going to be a terrible look. That could be under an interim coach. That could be with DJ Lagway making an appearance at quarterback or whatever. And, you know, what was it, 21? We got embarrassed losing to the losing to Florida with the interim coach that knocked us out of the bowl game and made them bowl eligible. So it's just a perception win. Like you said, one, it's a win over an SEC team, whether they're good at the time or not. But you don't want to lose that for a multitude of reasons. Like we said, you don't want to lose it for recruiting issues. You don't want to lose it for the on the field, just the embarrassment of losing to a team that, you know, might have a terrible record. You're going to be at home. I think this is a very important game. Also, on that note, kind of tying it into the Notre Dame 4A, 4B thing, let's just say you are going for that at-large bid and say that you're, I don't know, 10-2 and things are looking pretty good. You know, both of your losses were to ACC teams or something like that, but you beat Notre Dame. All right, you're looking good for that at-large bid, and then you lose to Florida.
Mm.
It's going to spoil the whole thing. Like, if you're on the outside looking in, maybe you didn't make the ACC championship game, or maybe you did, and you lose the ACC championship game, but you have that black eye on your schedule of losing to Florida.
Right.
That could keep you out of the playoffs. So I think that game is huge as well. And then I'll go ahead and give you my 4A, 4B, and that's Notre Dame. We already talked about it. Look, I won't beat around the bush. This is the biggest game of the season. Yes. Notre Dame is a preseason top five team. This is going to have national implications. This is going to be one where it's like, okay, you want to play all these fancy teams in the Big Ten and the SEC? Well, go beat Notre Dame, especially because Notre Dame is a team that is typically a letdown in big games. So you need to win this one. And we expect this to probably be a battle between two top 10 teams by the time that it happens. But as I said with the Georgia Tech game, Florida State will already know its ACC fate by then because they wrapped that up beforehand with against, I think, North Carolina right before that game takes place. So to me, Notre Dame is extremely important if you're not going to make that ACC championship game, or if you're trying to make that at-large bid. That's huge. But otherwise, other than that, it's really just, it just looks like a good win if you're going for an at-large bid. Because here's the thing, and this is again why I say not biggest but most important. Let's just say that your ACC fate is already locked up. You're in the ACC championship. Doesn't matter who you play. You go in there and you win that ACC championship game. You're the conference champion. You are in the playoffs. You could have lost that game to Notre Dame by 50 points, and it would not even matter. It wouldn't matter. You're still in the playoffs. You still won the conference. It's going to look bad, of course.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter, as long you have a way to bypass that game being important.
Right.
The ACC games are not the same way. So to me, because of the automatic qualifier games, that's what, it doesn't make Notre Dame less big. It just makes it less important. Now, yeah. if you screw around and come out and lose a couple games and you're not going to make, you know, because again, the conference picture is going to play out totally different for everybody because not everybody plays the same schedule. So we don't know what teams are actually going to finish, you know, looking like they're going to make the ACC championship. Everybody could have two losses. Who knows? Right. You might get a couple mulligans. You might get a good year that shakes out your way. But if you are going for an at-large bid, then this now becomes one of the most important games of the season, because that would put a top five win in your resume. And as we know, even though none of us believe this was the real reason, last year the strength of schedule was the one thing that kept coming up. So again, this game is important. It's huge. But as long as you handle your business in the ACC slate, this game technically doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. This is your biggest non-conference game of the season. Obviously, it's the biggest. It's going to have the most eyeballs on outside of Clemson, in my mind, unless Miami is, you know, undefeated by the time you get them, and so are we. But I think Clemson and this game, Notre Dame is going to be your biggest game of the season, meaning like just like eyeballs and everything like that.
Yep.
I agree with you. This is my number four. I agree with you in the fact that this game becomes paramount if, right? Yep. Like you said, if you're coming into this game with one or two losses already, well, now you know you need to have that at-large resume looking spiffy clean. And yep. Beating Notre Dame at Notre Dame, depending on their record, would I even, you know, all the national prognosticators would say, oh yeah, okay, they beat Notre Dame, that gives them a little bit of credibility with that. And so maybe at the at-large, depending on who's in front of you, that could help you. Mm-hmm. If you come into this game, you've got the ACC championship ticket solidified up, then this game is just big from a national eyeballs, national kind of talking points about Florida State. Can they compete against the Big Ten and the SEC? All like that stuff. And then recruiting. This helps in that sense. It will be big regardless, but the level of its importance to me is at four, based on how you come into this game. If you got one or two ACC losses, this game becomes paramount. Right. If you are undefeated or you've already secured an ACC championship bid with one loss, then this game is just big from a, man, I just want to win because we beat Notre Dame big, right? In that sense. So I have them at four.
Right, and you could be competing with Notre Dame for one of those at-large spots.
Correct.
So it would look great to have the head-to-head. It just, again, it's like I said, for me, it's the fact that you can set yourself up to where this game doesn't technically matter. Now, if this was last year, this is probably your most important game. But again, it's different now that you have the automatic qualifiers and you can essentially sidestep this game and still get into the playoffs whether you win or lose. So that's what, to me, why this game is so important.
Now, okay, so I know we just had this whole argument about it, but I just thought about something that might be counter to our argument. Yes. If you come to this game and you've got the ACC championship bid ready to go, then this game doesn't feel as important. But it's important to win, because if you lose the ACC championship, now you're in the conversation of the at-large berth. So again, it's like, it's important. It really is. But the level of importance it wanes or grows depending on how you walk into this game. Now, you don't want to lose this game. No FSU fan wants to lose this game. And we're not saying that Mike Norvell should put in his twos and threes and coast if they've got the ACC championship. No, they should go out and try to win this game. Because regardless of the fact, let's say they play, you know, they arrive to the ACC to this game undefeated, and they lose this game. And let's say they got to play Clemson again, and Clemson beats them in the ACC championship. Well, now they're going to say, well, you went 1-1 against Clemson, and you went 0-1 against Notre Dame. What other win, unless Miami's really good, can you hang on to, right?
Right. And I think, too, when you look at the reason, like, why I have UF above them, obviously from recruiting and rival standpoint, that's important, too. But, like, let's just say you go to South Bend. They're ranked number 5. Say you're ranked number 7 or whatever, and you lose late on a field goal or something like that. A lot of people predict us to lose that game anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That is not nearly as bad for your perception as losing to Florida. So no, I think this game is a little more forgiving to win. It would be huge win, but it doesn't really cut deep as a loss. It's important.
Correct.
And the other thing, too, that you bring it up, because I believe I did mention earlier that, like, this game, you can't guarantee you just because you make the ACC championship game that you're going to win, that you're in the playoffs. But I think if you come into that Monday of this Notre Dame game and you are locked in for the ACC championship, and let's say we have this Notre Dame game at 4 or 5 or whatever it is in the most important list here, well, it just got jumped by the ACC championship game because the ACC championship game now becomes more important than the Notre Dame game. I still think it's huge. I still think it's a big game for all the reasons we talked about. But yeah, this game, it's the fact that you can control enough of your own destiny that losing this game doesn't eliminate you from winning the conference or the playoffs. It just would be a massive win. So who do you got at number 5?
Number 5, I got Georgia Tech. I got Georgia Tech
like
at number 5.
I like it.
Here's the thing. Just like you said, like at every point I agree with you in the fact that you want to get out to a great start. You want to see what DJ looks like and how well he progresses and how he reads the offense and how he gets the ball out. Does he make the right checks? And can he throw as good as they've said with his arm? And can he make the improvements in the short game? How are those new wide receivers playing out? Are they any decent? Are they catching balls? Are they blocking down the field? How's that new offensive line? Are they making a step up? Like, there's so many implications walking into the first game of the season. It's important. We've got to win this game. You do not want to start the season off 0-1 and a loss to Georgia Tech, who's projected to maybe win 5 games, as you said a little bit earlier. And then, of course, ESPN's there and just you do not want to lose this game. So they are, to me, one of the top 5. They're the 5th most important game because it's important to get off to a great start.
Yeah, it's the unknown for me. It's what Georgia Tech is going to reveal that makes them so important. Because, again, if you go out there and you lose and it doesn't look good, then you're probably not going to be worried about how important Notre Dame is. You're going to be in trouble. And then you go from a – you need to beat – and this is hypothetical, again, because you got to win all these other games. You need to beat probably Clemson or Miami. You need to beat one or both. If you lose to Georgia Tech, you pretty much can say you probably got to beat both.
Yep.
And so that's why I think that's so important. And then look at last year. Now, granted, that was not a conference game, whereas this is a conference game. So technically, this actually means more. But that LSU game, game one, that set you up for the whole season. It was when you saw that, it's like we knew they were going to be in, like, I was always like, okay, I think we could compete for national title, to now, like, we're going to the playoffs. And again, that was also, you rode the momentum of that win.
That's right.
Pretty much the whole season. And so I think just Georgia Tech is kind of like in that UF basket where it's like, you just can't, it's not so much a you got to win, it's you can't lose. It's just the fact that there's so much mystery about this team that we feel like they should be good, but we don't know till we see it in action.
Correct.
And a loss would be so, it would put you so far behind in the season.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's so important. So that's our top 5 most important games of the season. Now, I will throw you a bonus out here. I think the biggest trap game of the season is SMU.
I was going to say the same one.
That's huge because you have to go to Dallas. I think SMU, although they have a pretty terrible record against Power 5 teams over the past few years, they've been kind of building towards this transition. Yes. You have to go to Dallas. You're going to be on the road. And it's right before that Clemson game. And the bye week doesn't come till after Clemson. So I think, man, that SMU game, and you know, I'm working through my team previews now for the season. So we'll do a full schedule breakdown as we get closer to the season once I have time to really dig in everybody. you look at SMU and Memphis last year. They both had really electric top 10 offenses and all this stuff. But Memphis couldn't play defense to save their life. SMU did. They were top, I believe, top 10 or top 20 in both scoring offense and scoring defense. That game might be a little tougher than people think. Yes, I know they lost to Boston College in the bowl game. That was pretty freaking embarrassing for them. But I'm 99% sure the quarterback broke his leg and did not play in that game. So, again, man, I think that's the biggest trap game of the season. And obviously, you're in agreement there, too.
Absolutely. I've since the schedule came out, as soon as I saw that we had to go to SMU, I was like, that's the trap game of the season. Yep. That's the game that if Florida State doesn't show up, that's like an old school losing to Wake Forest at Wake Forest game. Like, you cannot do that. You are going to have to show up. You're going to have to strap your straps on, and you're going to have to play big boy football. You have to show them that, hey, you don't necessarily belong in this level of football just yet. I mean, SMU, they're not messing around. I read something, or maybe you told me, Jess, I can't remember. Somebody told me they drop in several hundred millions of dollars in their program. They've been preparing themselves. They are not messing around. So Florida State has to come there and show them who is king. Do not take them lightly. Their defense is really good, and they usually have a pretty good offense as well too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I absolutely agree that is a trap game for sure.
Oh, 100%, man. But you know, again, like we said, they're all important. Obviously, you know, again, I hate to say it, but Northern Alabama was essentially the most impactful game on your season last year. And that was a game that no one cared about. So they're all important. This was just a fun, lighthearted discussion, you know, around the 2024 season. So we can actually start talking about football, but we're going to start cranking out the preseason content. But you know what, Michael, you know, who's never a trap game, who you can always rely on to come through in the moment. That's Alumni Hall FSU.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out today's sponsor and go get you some good FSU gear over there with our friends at Alumni Hall at 1415 Timberlane Road in Tallahassee, or alumnihall.com. Navigate over to the FSU page. Check out what they got to offer. And don't forget to use code SPEAR to get 10% off. So thank you so much for supporting those that support us. I think we're going to wrap it up here, Michael. I think that was a pretty fun discussion. Let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
What do you think? If you're watching on YouTube, let us know what you think the most important game of. Do you think I've been maybe tapping the sauce a little bit here to think that Georgia Tech is the most important game, or do you understand where I'm coming from? Let us know. If you've watched this long, drop a like and subscribe. If you're on the podcast, drop a rate and review. That helps us reach more Noel fans as we try and grow and build as this season gets closer. So I'm extremely excited about it. I just love talking about the upcoming football season. Yeah. Recruiting's fun. All this stuff is great, man. Baseball was cool. But this is what we all really gets our blood flowing. Yes, that's 100%. Right. So we appreciate you guys tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one. As always, thank you for watching, and go Noles.
Go Noles.